Welcome back, family. Today I've been handed down a divine message, and I'm here to illuminate a thought that might have been tickling your brain for a while. Today's sermon is all about those folks who try to play you for a fool by sabotaging you because you handle your business like a pro. They aim to knock you off your game, make you stumble, all through dirty tricks and sabotage. You've got people out there, ice cold, who watch how meticulously you cross your T's and dot your I's. You handle your affairs so smoothly, making it look like a walk in the park, when we all know it's anything but easy. But see, you've been touched, gifted, anointed even, to excel in what you do. That's why you make it look so easy, like you were born to do it, even when they're out here trying to cut you down. It just comes so naturally to you, right? You handle everything like you were born to do it, making it look like a breeze, when really, it's anything but. That level of skill, that effortless grace you bring to the table, it's got folks peeping in from the outside completely baffled. They're scratching their heads, wondering how you manage to do your thing with such ease and finesse. And yeah, because they can't quite figure it out, they start playing dirty. They try to mess you up, throw in a wrench just to shake things up and see if they can knock you off your rhythm. They want to see how you handle chaos when it interrupts the smooth, structured flow you've mastered in your professional or personal life. Now, this isn't just some random occurrence. It's a reality for many, whether it's in a professional setting or right at home. Take, for instance, a mum who's got her household running like a well-oiled machine. Kids are fed, bathed, there's dinner simmering on the stove, everything's ticking along perfectly. But then maybe there's a partner or a mother-in-law in the mix who's not too thrilled seeing things run so smoothly, maybe because they can't match that level of efficiency, or they just thrive on stirring up trouble. Or switch it up to the workplace. Imagine you're running a department, and under your watch everything's ticking like clockwork. You've clearly nailed your role, right? But this might rub some folks the wrong way, especially those in other departments or those who report to you. Maybe it's jealousy or a clash of egos, but they just can't stand seeing someone outshine them that effortlessly. It's all tight and tidy, everything in its place, and you? You're just sailing through it all, making it look like a walk in the park. But here's the kicker. Some folks can't stand to see someone else handle their business so smoothly. So what do? They mess with the rhythm, tweak the flow in whatever sneaky little ways they can. And then, when you step up to ask, what's going on here? Why is this all switched up? You start to see the cracks. You notice something's not right, and it forces you to pause, to recalibrate and figure out how to navigate this new hurdle that's popped up out of nowhere. And here's the thing. You realize someone's gone and thrown a wrench in your well-oiled machine. Now, when you try to dig a little deeper to get some answers, the culprits, they play dumb. Act like they're clueless, like they're just as surprised as you are about the whole mess. But don't let that shake you. They're just trying to see you sweat, to watch you squirm under the pressure. Because let's be real, you're on top of your game. You dot every I and cross every T, so you know immediately when something smells fishy. Don't doubt yourself. Don't think you're overreacting. There are just some people out there who get their thrills from watching you scramble. The best move? Hit them with questions, drill down into the details, and watch them. They can't hide their hand in the chaos forever. All right, picture this. You're at the office, right? And something feels off. You step into your space, and instantly you're like, hold up, someone's been messing around here. And it's not just a little shuffle, something's been tweaked, moved, tampered with. Now, here's where you flip the script. You start digging by throwing out some questions. Imagine you've got a couple of suspects in mind. You hit them up with, so we switching things up now? This how we're rolling? You get all investigative, asking, who decided to relocate this? We gonna roll like this from now on? That's how you start peeling back the layers, getting to the truth. And when they come at you with, nah, we ain't keeping it this way, that's your cue to dive deeper. All right, then why'd we switch it up this one time? You're not coming off strong, you're just trying to connect the dots because someone's thrown a wrench in your workflow and it's messing with your groove. Then when they're like, we're not doing it this way in the future, that's your green light to ask, cool, so who went rogue this time? I need to chat with them. You pull that person aside, keep it real chill, and ask them straight up, What's the deal with changing things up? When it's all about sabotage, when it's all intentional, trust me, it shows. You can see the unease, the oh snap written all over their face as they realize things are about to get real. Because you're not just letting this slide. You're there, exposing the game, watching as they realize the gig is up. You're in a situation where things aren't panning out like you thought they would, because you've pulled back the curtain on some shady moves. You see, when you shine a light on that sneaky vibe and let it know you're onto it, it backs down, man. This kind of spirit? Pure cowardice. When you step up, clear-eyed and sharp, calling out the nonsense for what it is, you lay it all out there. You're like, I see you, and start peppering them with questions that make them show their true colors. This way, you lock it down tight, ensuring this kind of mess doesn't slide again. These folks, they get the message loud and clear that you're not one to be played with. You spot the problems fast, and you're bold enough to address them head-on, making sure this doesn't become a repeat performance. Now, here's another pro tip. Keep your cool. Always stay chilled, even when you got to step up and assert yourself. There's no need to get nasty or throw shade. Sure, it's super annoying, even maddening, when folks try to pull a fast one on you. But remember, we're aiming to reflect the best of us, rocking those Holy Spirit vibes like patience and kindness, among all the other good stuff. That's how you handle business without losing your grace. Here's the game plan for handling those tricky moments when folks are stirring up trouble. First things first, keep your cool. Patience and kindness are your best friends here. Roll with the fruits of the Holy Spirit. When you catch someone trying to pull a fast one, hit them with that kindness. After you've asked those sharp questions that shine a light on their shenanigans, lay it on them gentle-like. Hit them with an, oh, okay, I was just curious because that seemed a little out of the ordinary. When they come back at you with some excuse like, yeah, you know, I don't usually do it this way, but just this once, you just nod and say, cool, cool. But hey, next time something's gotta change, let's chat first to keep things smooth, all right? They'll probably agree, and that's your cue to bounce, but with class. You don't need to hang around, you've made your point. And they know, they've been called out, but in the politest way. You've set the standard, next time we talk first. No more surprises, no more chaos without a heads up. Keep that calm and keep that sweetness. Don't give the opposition any ammo to use against you. Don't stoop to their level, stay elevated, keep your spirit intact, and maintain that peace that's beyond understanding. And by doing this, by not letting them shake you, they'll step off. They realize you're not someone who crumbles, that your vibe's too strong to be messed with. You gotta keep your cool, no matter what. When things get shaky, just zero in on the issue, have a word with whoever's stirring the pot, and keep it moving. Always loop in the big guy upstairs. Ask God for some of that heavenly wisdom on how to handle these tricksters. Pray for the right words, the right vibe. Keep it 100, handle it like the boss you are so you don't become part of the drama. Know this, sometimes folks get their kicks by seeing you lose your cool because you're killing it, being all precise and on point. But hey, we're all called to excel, to keep it tight and right. Understand this. You can't always control how people act, since some just let bad vibes flow through them. But here's the key. Keep that peace. That's exactly what they're gunning for. Your peace, your joy. They want to see you messed up, feeling silly or left out. So stay chilled, don't let their games mess with your head. This message is golden for those who need it. Hope it lifts you up. Family.